Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine expected today with daytime highs approaching 91. Lows level off around 69 tonight. Mainly sunny skies tomorrow. Highs around 93. Seasonal temps Thursday and Friday with highs from the upper 80s to the low 90s. Storms both days. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently 84.
Mid-America Network News. A 25-year-old Topeka man has been arrested for alleged child sex crimes. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation said on July 2nd, agents with the Child Victims Unit arrested Colby Allen Hoare, at 25, of Topeka. Hoare was arrested for two counts of sexual exploitation of a child. The KBI says it began investigating after a cyber tip was submitted to the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. A potential $2,500 fine and confusing language in a new Kansas license plate law are raising questions in the Sunflower State. In April of 2026, Kansas Governor Laura Kelly signed Senate Bill 403 into law. The measure makes it illegal for a license plate cover or any other object to block certain parts of your license plate. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Fox Kansas News at 9. Join the award-winning Fox Kansas News team. The first on the air with world, state, and local news from the Wichita area you can trust. Get the first forecast of the night with accurate information to help you prepare for the day tomorrow. And stay up to date with the first sports scores from throughout the day for your favorite teams. Get all the news you need in a concise half hour at a convenient time. Fox Kansas News at 9. Your news, your time. Channel 24, Cox Cable Channel 4.
I'm okay.
You're not okay.
It's normal to have diarrhea and stomach pains.
Sometimes, but not as often as you do.
I've got this under control.
No, you don't.
It's time to let that voice inside your head be heard. Urgent diarrhea and chronic stomach pain can be signs of Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis. The Crohn's and Colitis Foundation can help you learn more and even find a specialist. Don't keep your symptoms to yourself. Get help at spillyourguts.org.
Kansas lawmakers approved dozens of new laws during the last legislative session. Many of them took effect on July 1st. The Kansas legislature approved a total of 157 new laws during the 2026 session, according to records with the Kansas Secretary of State's office. House Bill 2478 requires that advanced practice registered nurses, registered nurse anesthetists submit a criminal history check when they are applying for a nursing license. Senate Bill 366 prohibits the use of mobile telephone while operating a motor vehicle in school zones or construction zones. Lieutenant Governor and Secretary of Commerce David Tolan announced the Department of Commerce has awarded $4.13 million in community service program tax credits to support significant fundraising efforts for 24 nonprofit organizations across Kansas. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Most hailstorms last 3 to 5 minutes. In that time, Mother Nature can deal a crushing blow to your crops, your profits, and the future of your farming operation. Remove that risk with crop hail coverage from Blue Valley Insurance. Our crop hail policies provide protection against physical damage from hail, and our wind coverage ensures a safety net in case of damaging winds and tornadoes. Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. With the school season coming up just a month or so away, a big change is happening at the Academic Innovation Center for the University of Nebraska at Kearney. After serving as the interim dean since August of 2025, Megan Adkins has now been officially named as the dean for graduate studies and that academic innovation. In a statement from the senior vice chancellor for academic affairs, they say, quote, Megan brings significant experience in graduate education, online learning, and academic innovation, as she has been a UNK faculty member since 2008 and previously served as an associate dean of graduate studies and academic innovation. In those leadership roles, they have overseen graduate education, online learning, and academic innovation initiatives, serving more than 1,800 graduate students. Adkins is a native of Laurel, Nebraska, and said she earned a bachelor's degree in K-12 health and physical education, along with community health from the University of Nebraska, Lincoln. Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
It's towing season, so that means it's time to come see the experts at Truck Stuff. Whether you're needing a hitch, a gooseneck or bumper pull, a brake controller or airbags to level the ride, we've got you covered. We'll guide you on what suits your vehicle best so that you can have a safe and enjoyable trip. Whether you want to install it yourself or have our professional installers do it here, we thank you for shopping local at Truck Stuff at their corner of Central and Washington.
Tricked out, decked out, check us out, Truck Stuff.
If you're like me, 60 and retired, making ends meet, especially here at the supermarket and drugstore, is tough. I'm so blessed to have found BenefitsCheckup.org. It's a free and confidential website from the National Council on Aging that connected me to $1,200 a year in programs that help pay for food, medicine, utilities, and more. Maybe it can help you. BenefitsCheckup.org.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County commissioners heard multiple budget requests at recent meetings, most in line with the previous year. County appraisers suggesting bringing mapping in-house, which would result in a 15% increase of some $43,000, with about $35,000 of that for equipment, software, training, and additional wages. It was added that noticeable savings could be seen by year two if implemented. County attorney requests showed a decrease of nearly $75,000 by eliminating an assistant county attorney position previously budgeted. County attorney Brad Lippert is retiring 1st of August, and the Republican Central Committee is to forward a replacement recommendation. Washington County commissioners discussed concerns with budget for technology services, as the county currently contracts with Lockett Technologies for some $200,000 annually. No decisions were made regarding IT. At a recent meeting, it was reported that replacement of the Kimio Bridge would be split 50-50 with Clay County. A contract will be drafted for this project. Kansas Department of Emergency Management and FEMA representatives will be in Washington County Wednesday to assess damage from May flooding. Township officials are asked to reach out to Public Works if you need assistance. Kansas Department of Insurance announced annual distributions to local firefighter relief funds, including over $93,000 to 10 agencies in Marshall County, over $53,000 to 10 agencies in Washington County, and over $83,000 in Nemahal County. A fire was reported Sunday afternoon in Gage County, 5 miles south of Beatrice. A scrap metal yard off U.S. 77 near Oak Road in a grove of trees caught fire toward the back of the property and was confined to an old hay rack and contents, which did produce thick smoke. An adjacent vacant house was apparently not damaged, and the cause remains under investigation. Firefighters on the scene less than an hour. Community Memorial Healthcare recently contracted with Ovation Healthcare for billing services. The additional expertise, resources, and operational support will improve billing processes, enhance communication, and create a more responsive experience. Current CMH staff will become employees with Ovation and continue serving patients during the insurance billing and claims processes. Rough Stock Rodeo Tuesday and Wednesday evenings kick off the annual Jefferson County Fair in February with Ranch Brock's Junior and Senior Bull Riding, Barrel Racing, 7 p.m. each evening, with a Ranch Rodeo Thursday evening. Joyce A. Brocksterman, age 69, of Bigleyville, passed away Friday. Massive Christian burial Tuesday, 10 a.m. at Sacred Heart Catholic Church in Baileyville. Burial in the church cemetery. Rosary Monday evening at 7 at the church, with the Lauer Funeral of Seneca in charge of arrangements for Joyce Brocksterman. Stephen R. Cook, age 76, of rural Beatty, passed away Saturday. Massive Christian burial Wednesday, 10 a.m. from St. Michael's Catholic Church, Axtell. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, 4 until 7, with a rosary at 7 at the church. Axtell Landreth Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Stephen Cook. Janet C. Slupionic, age 89, of Marysville, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Wednesday, 11 a.m. at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Janet Slupionic.
Okay, we have Vacation Bible School from 9 to noon, swimming lessons at 3, baseball game at 6. I need to add in travel time and get lunches packed.
Mom, my uniform needs washing. Tennis camp's at 2.
Your kids' summer schedules may be unpredictable, but with the Blue Valley Technologies fiber internet, your connection doesn't have to be. Sign up for our outdoor Wi-Fi today and get free installation. Find more details at bluevalley.net/outdoor.
Life moves fast, and important decisions deserve careful planning. At Westbrook Law Office, we handle estate planning, trust, probate, business formations, and real estate contracts with the personal attention our community relies on. I'm Aaron Westbrook, proud to serve Berriesville and the surrounding areas. Let's secure your future together.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska.
Mostly sunny skies today with our highs in the lower 90s and staying mostly clear overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Some sunshine as we head into Wednesday with our highs in the lower 90s. Then some showers and thunderstorms are likely in a Wednesday night, otherwise mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Showers and thunderstorms are likely in a Thursday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the upper 80s. Then showers and thunderstorms are likely in a Thursday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Showers and thunderstorms off and on early on Friday, then staying cloudy with our highs in the mid to upper 80s. Then spotty showers early Friday night, otherwise partly cloudy with our lows in the mid to upper 60s. Some sunshine on Saturday with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. Then mostly clear skies throughout Saturday night with our lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Sunshine on Sunday with our highs in the lower to mid 90s. Then staying mostly clear throughout Sunday night with our lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. And mostly sunny skies throughout Monday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early July 90, record high on this date 104, the average low 66, and the record low 50. Sunset this evening 8:59, sunrise in the morning at 6:05.
It's true, some people prefer fruit on their ice cream rather than hot fudge. It's all about the strawberry sundaes today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
You don't have to be a farmer or rancher to be a Farm Bureau member in Kansas. No matter if you live on a farm or in the city, your Farm Bureau membership is packed with value. Save on new zero-turn mowers from Grasshopper. Enjoy discounts on premium motor coach tours with Village Travel. And enjoy significant savings on medical health coverage with Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. Not a member? Join today at www.kfb.org. No matter where in Kansas you call home, your Farm Bureau membership saves you money. Members get exclusive savings on quality post-frame buildings with QSI. Save up to 20% on durable workwear apparel with Key Apparel. And join the Kansans saving on quality nationwide health coverage with Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. Explore these and more member benefits available with your Farm Bureau membership. Learn more at www.kfb.org.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, July 7th, the 188th day of the year. Musician Ringo Starr celebrates a birthday, and construction began on the Hoover Dam on this day in 1930. It's also National Strawberry Sunday Day. Not that we have to pull your leg to eat ice cream in July, anyway. Strawberry ice cream was popularized by Dolly Madison, who had it served at the inauguration of her husband, James Madison. The ice cream sundae was created in Ithaca, New York. The tasty concoction of ice cream with toppings was only sold on Sundays at a local soda fountain. The spelling was changed after a glassware salesman placed an order for the long dishes that they're served in by spelling it with an E instead of a Y. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about this day in history at almanac.com.
Gather all the merry you can carry with Reflections Hallmark's annual keepsake ornament premiere, July 11th until the 19th. Experience over 250 new ornament designs while also discovering a new treasure or two. Pick up your pre-orders and receive a limited edition tote bag with any purchase. Christmas came early, July 11th through the 19th, with the annual Hallmark ornament premiere only at Reflections in downtown Marysville.
So much more than your favorite Hallmark store.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. It's another big year for the Kansas City Royals, sending multiple different of their players to the MLB All-Star Game for 2026. As starting pitcher Michael Wacha has been joining shortstop Bobby Witt Jr. for the Midsummer Classic, where it is the first time since 2015 that Wacha has been selected for the All-Star team. It's been a big year for him, as the 35-year-old has been selected for the Royals' most reliable and best starting pitcher of the season, throwing 17 starts and carrying a 3.31 earning run average, having pitched more than 109 innings and 12 12 qualifying starts, being the most among the American League pitchers. The last time he was selected for the All-Star team was back in 2015 when he pitched for the St. Louis Cardinals. Walker right now is in his second year of his three-year, $51 million contract with the Royals. Kansas City has their game tonight with an evening game starting at 6:10, where they are starting a new series against the New York Mets. This one is on the road after their latest series against the Philadelphia Phillies that wrapped up yesterday. Right now, the Royals are still at the bottom of the American League Central at 36-55.
A lot of homes built in the 90s still have their original siding and windows. If this is you, then call Burwell Construction at 316-794-3430. New siding and windows can make your house more energy efficient. Burwell Construction has been a trusted name for thousands of homeowners. Call them today, 316-794-3430, and let Burwell Construction give you a free estimate on windows and siding. And Burwell Construction will take care of all your guttering needs. Find them online at burwellconstruction.com.
If it's Burwell, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction.
One of the most important things for veterans is to be heard, and VA is listening. Appeals modernization is changing the way VA decision disagreements are processed for the better.
Veterans, if you disagree with an initial VA claim decision received after February 2019, you have a choice of three review lanes. Contact an accredited representative to help you decide which choice is right for you. For more information, visit va.gov/decision-reviews.
I can take control with VA's new, faster review process.
Well, so far, the FIFA World Soccer Cup has been a great success across the nation and even in the state of Kansas. Its popularity for soccer overall apparently has been growing across the United States and here in the state of Kansas after Ian Mork, a former soccer player at Wichita State University, turned to international coach and now a talent scout for U.S. soccer players, says that access to the sport has been increasing over the years.
Yeah, I mean, quite a bit has changed in a short amount of time. You know, since I was playing, especially for youth soccer, there were always a few youth clubs around. There wasn't a lot of accessibility to all of them. Seems like more and more there are a lot more youth clubs, a lot more leagues, more opportunities for players to play at competitive levels. And then I think the access to the professional level as well has increased, especially on the girls' side. Now I think more of our youth players have the ability to look up to heroes and have heroes. And
Mid-America Network Sports.
10Chin in Marysville is a leading national manufacturer and marketer of custom envelope products. Great career opportunities include operations, sales, customer service, accounting, tech, and administrative support. Go online to 10chincorp.com for the Careers tab for more details on currently available opportunities. And apply today with 10Chin Corporation in Marysville, an equal opportunity employer.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Since 1976, Olmsted Real Estate and Auctions has been your farm and home marketing team. Let the experienced family team of Tom and Rob Olmsted and brother-in-law Tom Kirkland guide you when buying or selling a home or farmland. Delivering timely, honest, and professional guidance, visit olmstedrealestate.com to view current listings and auctions. Your farm and home marketing team is Olmsted Real Estate and Auctions.
Rhubarb is a long-lived, low-maintenance vegetable with very few pests. So when holes appear in the leaves, it may cause you to worry. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Several leaf spot diseases can cause small red or brown spots on the leaves and stems. The spotted tissue dies and often drops out, leaving holes in the leaves. Remove diseased leaves and stems as soon as they're discovered and do a thorough cleanup in fall. The rhubarb curculio is an occasional pest of rhubarb feeding on the leaves and stems. You may notice sap oozing from the damaged stems or notches of missing tissue on the leaf edges. This pest is 1/2 inch long, has a large snout, and its back is covered with a yellowish powder. Remove these pests when found and drop them in a can of soapy water. Keep the garden weed-free and avoid overhead watering to keep plants healthy. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Bob Bolt was a tool salesman, a really, really good tool salesman. He was also really good at finding unusual tools in his travels. That combination resulted in quite a find here in Northern California. The story is next on the American Countryside.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today and learn about the latest CGM technology. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping, and we'll bill your insurance company for you. Call now to receive your new continuous glucose monitor at little or no out-of-pocket cost.
Paid for by U.S. Medical Supply.
Call 800-409-1936. That's 800-409-1936. Again, 800-409-1936. That's 800-409-1936.
In Oroville, California, you'll find a museum named in honor of Bob Bolt.
Bud Bolt was a local Snap-on representative, and actually he was one of their top representatives. He was a great salesman.
And as David Dewey explains, Bob's interest in tools and his expertise at selling them led him later in life to acquire a unique collection as he traveled with his wife.
They were traveling around the country. He was also a motorcycle enthusiast. And they started finding these interesting tools. And he said, oh, I need to show this to the kids.
Those kids were the school students who he would entertain with his programs on tools. Soon, Bob had bunches of tools that he wanted to catalog and display.
His garage no longer held cars. It started holding tool boards. You see around the displays here today, they're on whiteboards and usually raised in artistic patterns. And he started that. That's how it came here.
And when David says the tools came here, he is referring to the Bolt Antique Tool Museum, which he helps oversee today.
I don't know who inspired him to think about it, but he wanted to share it and he wanted to go beyond his lifespan. So he came to the city and said, I've got this great tool collection. I think the city should acquire it. The administration at the time said, he's got a good idea. This might be good for tourism. And there's a building over here we could probably dedicate to it. And it happened.
This is an amazing collection of tools. And when he says tools, it's far more than just wrenches this old Snap-on dealer turned collector was able to amass. I'll share more about the museum next time as we travel the countryside in Oroville, California. I'm Andrew McCray.
Circles appearing in a field are probably not the work of aliens. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. It's more like a hungry bear sat down and helped himself to dinner as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Bears are smart animals, very opportunistic, and will chow down on just about any crop they can get their big paws on. This includes field corn, sweet corn, sorghum, sunflowers, orchard crops, and peanuts. You don't have to be right next to the woods. They have a keen sense of smell and will travel miles to inspect a potential meal. Katie Martin is a wildlife biologist with the Virginia Department of Game and Inland Fisheries. She says because they're large animals, it's easy to spot where they've been dining.
Usually the first sign is you'll see trampling of the crop. A lot of the stalks will be laid over.
bears are pretty lazy animals once they get out into a crop field and will basically just sit down and reach around as far as they can to devour any of the crop that's right near them. And so a lot of times you'll actually see these big circles of area that are smashed down.
You might also see trails going in and out of the area. Martin says it's easier to prevent them from getting to the crop than chasing them out. The best bear deterrent is an electric fence. They do not like them.
You can do a 2 or 3 string high tensile wire fence around your crop fields or around nursery producing trees or orchard trees to keep the bears out of it. And while that can be an expense up front on the producer, if you're going to be using those same fields year after year, it actually will end up paying in the long run huge dividends since you're keeping those bears out and not losing crop to them.
Unfortunately, there isn't a one-size-fits-all solution. Talk to your local wildlife biologist through Extension or Fish and Game Services for more ideas. Learn more about keeping bears out of your crops at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
In a world pulling families in every direction, where can you find a place that strengthens your home instead of competing with it? At St. Mark's Lutheran Church in Waterville, we believe church should help families grow together. You'll hear practical, Bible-centered teaching, build real friendships, and find support as you help your children develop strong morals and a lasting faith in Jesus Christ. Our professionally staffed nursery provides loving care for little ones during worship, and Children's Church gives older kids an engaging, child-friendly way to learn the Bible message of the day. I'm Pastor David Thompson, and I invite you to check us out this Sunday morning at 10:45 a.m. St. Mark's Lutheran Church in Waterville. It's worth the drive for a church that is alive. Or check us out on Facebook.
An increase in income can be a blessing, but it can also become a test. Hi, I'm Rob West with a Faith and Finance Minute. Psalm 62:10 says, "If riches increase, set not your heart on them." That's a needed word for seasons of blessing. A raise, a growing portfolio, or a stronger savings account can all be received with gratitude, but they can also slowly become the place we look for peace, safety, and control. The danger isn't having more. The danger is trusting more in what we have. Wealth may increase, but it must never become our refuge. So here's a question worth asking. As my finances grow stronger, is my dependence on God growing deeper? Let every increase become an invitation to trust the giver more than the gift. Connect with a certified Kingdom advisor who's been trained to deliver financial advice that aligns with your Christian values by visiting our website, faithfi.com.
Some political potshots at President Trump from an ag perspective. Today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
I'm a fix-it-yourselfer, but I also know there are times when I'm in over my head. My wife has a saying, "Will anything bad happen?" If the answer is even maybe, then call a professional. Too many farmers have gotten hurt or killed by trying to fix a problem themselves. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. The partisan advocacy group Defend America Action issued a new report blaming President Trump for putting the ag sector in a bad way. The group argues that Trump's trade policies and the war with Iran have impacted U.S. farm exports, created farm workforce problems, raised production costs, and increased farm bankruptcies. Several current and former members of Congress appeared in a press event, including Minnesota's Angie Craig.
When I speak to farmers right now, I'm reminded of their optimism, but I also hear a lot of anxiety. Farmers are hopeful that things will work out because they always are, but they're also being squeezed from all sides right now. Their markets have been decimated by Trump's trade wars and retaliatory tariffs.
Aaron Lehman, president of the Iowa Farmers Union, also weighed in.
And we see more and more calls in the stress hotlines and the suicide hotlines, and we see the decline in our rural communities. In response to the trade chaos, the international tensions, the rising prices across the board, we need elected leaders to step up and meet this moment. We need to work together in rural America to support one another and create systems that work together, because we're not on the right path.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Guerin. We are near completion for the red winter wheat harvest season, with the Southern Plains pretty much wrapped up and some producers here in Kansas with some harvest left to go. Let's get a field update from day 12 of the Kansas winter wheat harvest. Harvest report brought to you by Midwest Ag Pros. Get the most out of your crop insurance. We can have you covered in less than 2 hours, or you can visit online at MidwestAgProfessionals.com. The Kansas winter wheat harvest has officially pushed to 91% complete, pulling well ahead of last year's 78% pace and the 74% five-year regional average. Hot and dry holiday weather finally allowed field operations to enter the home stretch, but local elevators and producers are reporting a cutting season defined by extreme weather damage and intense regional variability. In southeast Kansas, Beechner Grain reports their Labette County locations brought in their very first loads on June 1st. However, operations faced massive June thunderstorm delays that severely degraded both crop quality and quantity. After surviving a late spring freeze, a mature, early ripe crop was left exposed to excessive moisture right at harvest, forcing custom cutters to idle their combines until late June, when a brief break in the weather allowed field work to resume. Meanwhile, moving into Mitchell County, cutting wrapped up on the night of July 3rd. Producers there experienced a dramatic weather flip, moving from a mere 3.5 inches of total precipitation before late May to over 13 inches of rain during harvest. Combined with freeze and insect pressure, local yields suffered immense volatility, swinging wildly from a catastrophic low of 12 bushels per acre to a high of around 60 bushels. Grain quality also showed a massive split, with protein levels testing as low as 11% and as high as 15.2%. Local growers note these final numbers are tracking well below last year's average, making it a highly challenging budget year for regional farm operations. As the winter wheat wraps up, all eyes across the plains now turn to the skies, watching the critical development of fall row crops like corn and sorghum. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Your best resource for groundwater exploration and production is Hydro Resources. With decades of experience, Hydro Resources is your go-to for drilling and servicing wells for any commercial or irrigation needs. With more than 15,000 wells drilled and counting, Hydro Resources is determined to help you with any of your groundwater construction service needs. Call today at 620-227-2389 or go online to hydroresources.com. Hydro Resources, your best resource for groundwater exploration and production.
Did you know if you're an adult living with asthma or COPD, getting sick with pertussis may result in severe complications? Pertussis, or whooping cough, is a serious respiratory illness. Vaccination is the best way to help protect against pertussis. Speak to your healthcare provider to ensure you are up to date on your Tdap vaccination. Learn more at lung.org.
For all your propane and propane delivery needs, contact Hoover's in Greenleaf. Call 747-2201. Propane is safe, propane is clean burning, and propane is economical. Hoover's in Greenleaf offers prompt delivery and excellent customer service. Give Hoover's in Greenleaf a call today, 747-2201. That's Hoover's in Greenleaf.
A closer look at the current U.S. soy oil landscape. That's today on Successful Farming.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
From cold winter mornings to scorching hot summer afternoons, some work just doesn't wait for better weather. That's where the all-new Honda Pioneer 1000 Elite comes in. Honda's first sealed cab side-by-side with HVAC. Coming soon, it brings automotive-grade comfort to every season, with heating and air conditioning to help you stay comfortable while you get the job done. The new Honda Pioneer 1000 Elite. Learn more at powersports.honda.com.
Interact with Successful Farming on social media.
Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at Successful_Farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at Successful_Farming.
Steve Nicholson, Global Sector Strategist for Grains and Oilseeds with Rabobank, gives a rundown of the state of the soy oil industry.
Crushing industry has grown a lot in the United States and in Canada, so let's not forget our friends in the north. And so that demand is there, and particularly if you're in a local area where there's a new soybean crushing plant or a new canola plant or expanded one, that's good for your bottom line because that basis level is going to be good, and it's going to be there 24/7, 365 days a year. So that's a good thing. But with that does bring some challenges. You've got more vegetable oil, which we need because of a renewable diesel. But then you have the meal side, which we have too much meal, and we're going to have to, as a North America, we need to find a home for that someplace in the world. You know, the growth is not enough here. The other thing, though, for the crushing business is you've got in the OBBB Act, basically put a moat around North America for the import of feedstock or renewable diesels in, we'll get half the RIN value or half the carbon credits as well. And so that gives the advantage to the domestically produced product. So you've got that going for you as well. But the challenge, of course, is one of our major export customers is offline right now, and we need a home for those extra beans that we're producing.
And as for 2026?
The prices out there, okay. You don't know what the yields are going to be. I mean, you have a forecast out there, but you look at the cost side, fertilizers are up. Certainly, you know, machinery costs are going to come down a little bit just because you're not buying new machinery. Chemicals are not coming down. And land costs are not coming down either. So 26 will look a lot like 25 started out to look.
Rabobank's Steve Nicholson. I'm Lori Boyer. For more ag information, log on to agriculture.com.
After Hours Feed Supply in Blue Rapids has added the ADM line of feed. If you need medicated feed, give them a call and they'll custom order for your needs. For chicken raisers, they also carry egg maker and scratch grains. Contact After Hours Feed Supply, Bob or Georgina Lindquist at Blue Rapids for details.
Kansas corn producers may be facing several disease concerns. From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jeff Wickman. K-State row crop specialist Rodrigo Onofre says the tar spot, southern rust, corn stunt, corn leafhoppers, and gray leaf spot are all current concerns.
Gray leaf spot, I think it's something that we have been dealing over the years. If you're planting a resistant hybrid, that should be enough, so you shouldn't be concerned about a fungicide application and stealing that yield. However, a lot of our hybrids still susceptible to gray leaf spot, and we should be scouting for it as well. Gray leaf spot shows up from the bottom of the canop. It moves up, and those lesions are going to be those rectangular lesions for the majority of the hybrids. They can be 1/4 inch to 3/4 inch long, and in a susceptible hybrid can definitely cause a yield impact. And just keep in mind, as we move to central and western Kansas, right, we also have bacterial leaf streak, which can be easily misdiagnosed with gray leaf spot. Bacterial leaf streak, it will have more that wavy edge in the lesion, right? Then gray leaf spots, more that sharp rectangular type lesion.
Corn leafhopper is another concern. Fortunately, Onofre says it's relatively easy to identify.
They're light in color. They have those two dotted spots in between the eyes. And when they look in the bottom side of that leafhopper, you're not going to see any facial marks on that leafhopper. When you have an aster leafhopper, it still has those two black spots between those eyes. However, the bottom part of that leafhopper, the aster leafhopper, it's going to be with a lot of marks on that face, right? So just kind of like an easy way for us to identify here. We are offering free testing for the corn leafhopper. We can confirm that through molecular techniques, but also for the disease that those hoppers can carry as well, right? One of the biggest concerns with corn leafhopper is actually not the leafhopper itself, but the disease that can be transmitted by.
Onofre says the Kansas Corn Disease Network, a collaborative effort between Kansas Corn, the K-State Department of Plant Pathology, extension agents, crop consultants, and Corteva, is a valuable instrument for corn producers to add to their toolbox.
We have learned so much with all the agents, specialists, crop consultants that are helping, because at the end, we are monitoring more than just corn leaf hopper, right? We're monitoring tire spot, we're monitoring cellular rust, and with the weather conditions, crop development, and disease movement, right? Things can change quite rapidly. So having this network and awareness is extremely important for our producers.
That was K-State row crop specialist Rodrigo Onofre with an update on corn disease concerns. You can check out the corn disease tracker at kscorn.com. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides. And rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Guerin. Moving through a Tuesday as we get a little closer to the end of the trade day over in the grains market. We continue to have mostly higher numbers across the board. There are just a few red numbers that are left behind. For the seeds market, though, these numbers are all in the green across the board, and they have been steadily climbing as the day goes on. And for the livestock, the cattle are all in the red and continue to fall. And for the hogs, they are all lower across the board. In the corn market, September corn up a nickel at 443 and a quarter, and December up 5 3/4 at 463 and a half. Kansas City wheat for September down a penny at 648 and 3/4, and December also down a penny at 663 and a quarter. In the oats market, September oats up 6 3/4 at 342 and a quarter, and December up 11 and a quarter at 358 and a half. In the bean market, August beans up 9 1/2 at 1193 and a half, and September up 5 3/4 at 1187 and a quarter. Soybean meal for August up 320 at 316.10, and September up 330 at 314.50. Soybean oil for August up 55 cents at 68.31, and September up 54 cents at 67.93. In the canola market, November canola up 210 at 759.30, and January up 320 at 769.30. In the cotton market, December cotton up 288 at 81.18, and March up 282 at 82.54. Looking at the currencies for the first time today, the U.S. dollar index for September up 13 cents at 175. And December up a nickel at 137. The euro for September is down to $1.14, and December is down as well, also at $1.14. And the Japanese yen for September is slightly up to 62 cents, and December is in the green at 62 cents as well. Looking at our afternoon stock market numbers, the Dow continues to fall as chip stocks stumble and oil prices gain. The Dow Jones is currently down 120 points at 52,935. The S&P 500 down 19 points at 7,517, and the NASDAQ down 171 points at 25,949. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network.
It's time to stress less with more money in your pocket. United makes it easy for you to stay connected with family and friends and save while you're doing it with 3 months free. For a limited time, get 3 months free of mobile wireless or wireless internet service with United. Get high-speed connectivity, unlimited talk, text and data, and more money in your pocket. When you choose United, you're supporting a member-owned cooperative, proudly connecting Southwest Kansas with coverage you can trust. Visit getunited.com/radio or stop by a United store to get your 3 months free today.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Hey guys, James Guerin here. It's that season again. Summertime is the time to keep your crop growing strong. What can you do to help the process? Stay tuned right here on the Mid-America Ag Network as we keep you updated on the crop progress all throughout the season. From the latest weather updates to quality updates across the Mid-America region and even the latest technology to help you on the farm, let the Mid-America Ag Network be your guide to a successful crop this year. And it's all right here.
Along with the new 2026 Chevy Silverado trucks, the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has the new 26 Chevy Trax priced under $28,000 new. A new Chevy Equinox front-wheel drive, Traverse in all-wheel and front-wheel drive, and the new 26 Chevy Tahoe Premier. It's a top-of-the-line SUV and available at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. The Dow Jones has backed away from the record it set yesterday, falling this morning by more than 200 points. The S&P headed into the midday off 0.7%. The NASDAQ nearly 1.5%. The gap between what the U.S. imports and what it exports has widened. Companies are adopting AI, which in turn is heavily reliant on imports. The Commerce Department says U.S. exports fell 3.2% in May. Imports rose 3.3%. The parent to Facebook and Instagram could be facing fines that are as big as the company itself. In new court filings, Meta says four states are demanding $1.4 trillion over claims that its platforms are designed to get kids addicted. The trial is set for August. The state of Texas has reached an agreement with Walmart requiring the retail giant to pay more than $13 million to workers in its Spark driver delivery program. Walmart had been accused of overinflating earnings opportunities to the people who deliver groceries and merchandise to customers. Jim Ryan.
Supporting local businesses isn't just a feel-good idea. It's one of the most powerful ways we can invest in our own communities. Local businesses give Marysville character, unique shopping experiences, friendly service you can't receive online, and making the community feel like home. When you visit Marysville, stop by and visit these wonderful locally owned businesses.
Craving something sweet? Check out 8th Street Sweets on Facebook. Everything homemade from cakes, cookies, and custom treats. All baked fresh by me, Hannah Blasky. Offering special orders for birthdays, business events, weddings, and anything that needs a sweet treat fix. For made from the heart desserts, follow 8th Street Sweets on Facebook to see what I've created and order your next sweet favorite.
Beat the back-to-school rush at Blue River Eye Care. Did you know 1 in 5 kids need glasses by the time they reach kindergarten? Schedule your child's eye exam now and start the school year with clear, confident vision. We're easy to find in downtown Marysville, and we're open late on Mondays until 7 p.m. to fit your family's busy schedule. At Blue River Eye Care, the difference is clear.
The hot spot this summer is at Tony's Meat Market in Marysville.
Warm weather and long summer days means grilling season is upon us. Steaks, burgers, chops, wings, briskets, and more.
When it's time to fire up the grill or smoker, stop in and see Tony the Meat Man, where he knows you by name, at Tony's Meat Market in Marysville.
Always with the freshest cuts and great products. Use the drive-up window for easy convenience with prices that won't break the bank. And don't forget, we have the coldest beer in town.
Find us along Highway 36 in Marysville, open Tuesday through Saturday.
Be the talk of the neighborhood all weekend long by stopping in at Tony's Meat Market.
And let us get your grilling party kicked off right.
At Landall, being local isn't just where we work, it's who we are. For generations, we've built quality equipment right here, supporting our neighbors and communities every day. And we're not going anywhere. Continuing to grow, find out what career opportunities Landall has for you by visiting Landall.com. Landall Company, proudly local, today and tomorrow, built here, built to last.
Local businesses mean a stronger, more vibrant town for all. Next time you need something, think local first, because when local businesses thrive, we all do. Presented by One Marysville and KNDY, supporting our community every day.
The annual Lynn Picnic is Friday and Saturday with the Kids Bike Parade at 5:45 and the Great American Parade Friday at 6, followed by kids' games from 6 until 8, including bounce houses, a foam party, petting zoo, and more. A live mariachi band Friday evening. Saturday breakfast at the Shelter House serves at 8. They'll have a German meal at 11. Free swimming pool Saturday afternoon. Food trucks arrive at 4 with a demolition derby Saturday at 6:30 at the Lynn Picnic. An invitation from Midwest Products Hanover. Prompt delivery of fill sand, road gravel, and rock, plus concrete work. Call Midwest Products. Owens Originals in Washington sends your sentiments in that special way that only flowers can deliver. Owens Originals in Washington. Titan West Livestock Handling Equipment adds productivity to your cattle operation. Count on Titan West quality. Landall Company invites you to join their team. Learn more at landall.com/careers and apply today.